area and to guard against terror attacks at home. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The Brussels subway station, bombed a month ago, has reopened today. Terry Schultz reports this will be the first time the city's metro system is fully functional since the suicide attacks March 22nd.
Malbec Metro Station still has makeshift memorials outside each of its entrances. An investigating commission just laid a new wreath at one of them Friday when it descended down into the station targeted by a suicide bomber last month. Members of that inquiry team spoke with metro workers and rescue personnel for 2 hours in their effort to find out how the attack happened and how to protect against other threats. Inside the station, where 16 people were killed in the bombing, a remembrance wall has been created so commuters can leave messages of support and condolences. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Ohio law enforcement officials say last week's execution-style killings of 8 family members were part of a sophisticated operation. They warn it will take time to solve the murders. Sam Hendren of member station WOSU has more.
State Attorney General Mike DeWine says finding the killers won't be easy.
Those who carried it out were trying to do everything that they could do to hinder the investigation and their prosecution.
Pike County Sheriff Charles Reeder says the surviving members of the Roden family should get guns.
I've specifically told the Roden family that I would be armed, and I would use what extent they have to protect themselves and their family.
Officials say marijuana plots have been found at locations near some of the crime scenes. For NPR News, I'm Sam Hendren in Columbus.
Republican presidential candidates John Kasich and Ted Cruz are teaming up to try to block rival Donald Trump from winning more delegates. Cruz won't compete in New Mexico and Oregon elections. Kasich won't compete in Indiana, allowing each other to try to earn more delegates. Trump calls the move desperate. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. Many people in Alabama will be remembering the 5th anniversary of the 2011 tornado outbreak. The twister killed 64 people and injured more than 1,500 in the Tuscaloosa and Birmingham area. WVUA-TV chief meteorologist Richard Scott was on air forecasting the storms as an EF4 tornado destroyed 12% of Tuscaloosa. Scott says he still doesn't know how he kept his cool despite a deadly tornado heading in his direction.
I had a cold chill running down my spine, especially when the tornado got as large as it did. The tornado appeared to be weakening for a brief amount of time, and then what we call a wedge tornado, a very wide tornado, just sat down. The most scary feeling you can imagine I had running through my mind.
Scott was also a victim of the tornado himself, as his house on 16th Street was destroyed. He says the city's scars are healing, as the 5th anniversary will be remembered on Wednesday. Today, Alabama honors Confederate Memorial Day. It's one of 3 Confederate holidays on the state calendar. Those holidays have drawn criticism in recent years, along with other Confederate symbols like monuments and building names. State Representative Alvin Holmes submitted a bill to eliminate those holidays in Alabama last year. But for some citizens, the holidays are an important time to remember their ancestors. Gary Carlisle is the director of the Alabama Division of the Sons of Confederate Veterans, the commander, rather. He says April is a significant month for Confederate heritage.
April is when General Lee surrendered to Grant. April is when the young ladies started decorating the graves of their fathers and brothers and husbands who had gotten killed on their property by the invading army.
The Sons of Confederate Veterans will host a ceremony at the Alabama Confederate Monument in Montgomery at 10 o'clock this morning. A familiar face is coming back to the Auburn school system. The Auburn City Council voted this week to approve the appointment of former Auburn School Superintendent Terry Jenkins to the City Board of Education. Jenkins will replace current board president Matt Clegg, who served 2 full terms. Jenkins will start his 5-year term on June 1st. He had retired from his position as superintendent of Auburn City Schools on July 1st of 2012, having served in that capacity since 2000. Before he moved to Auburn, Jenkins lived in Georgia for 32 years, where he served as a teacher, coach, school principal, and superintendent. Jenkins has been recognized as Outstanding Superintendent of the Year in both Georgia and Alabama. And former Alabama Chief Justice Perry Hooper has died at the age of 91. Hooper was elected to serve as the Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court in 1995. Now your forecast.
The opportunity for an isolated shower today across the state. Temperatures this afternoon will quickly warm up into those lower 80s, even upper 80s for some of the more southern counties of the state. The opportunity for isolated showers and storms continue for the remainder of this week. I'm WVUA's Reggie Roakes, and that's your local weather forecast.
Support for NPR comes from the financial services firm of Raymond James, offering personalized wealth management advice and banking and capital markets expertise, all with a commitment to putting clients' financial well-being first. Learn more at RaymondJames.com.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. President Obama says he's sending more U.S. troops into Syria. 250 members of Special Forces units will join troops already there, assisting in the fight against the self-proclaimed Islamic State. The president made that announcement in Germany, and NPR White House correspondent Scott Horsley was listening in from here. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Steve. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. What will these additional